From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Well, as anyone in Hollywood can tell you, cocaine is getting a lot more scarce. It's a lot more expensive, too. And that's according to a new analysis by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Amy Scott joins us now from Marketplace. Amy, just purely as a hypothetical question, how much does a gram of cocaine cost these days? How much would it set me back? I mean, just someone back.
Right. Well, purely hypothetically, 1 gram of pure cocaine, which is about what would fit on the average person's thumbnail, costs about $118. At least that was the price in June, according to the DEA. And that's about 24% more than it was in February. The DEA says prices have continued to go up since June. And what they're saying is that supplies are shrinking around the country. As a result, dealers are able to jack up their prices. And purity is also declining as those dealers cut the coke with other substances like baby formula to stretch supplies.
So a great supply and demand exercise here. Why less supply?
Well, the DEA really credits a crackdown in Mexico by President Felipe Calderon, who took office in December of last year. Anthony Placido is the DEA's chief of intelligence.
The price increase starts in about February. In January, the new Calderon government extradites 11 major drug traffickers to the United States, and they begin to mobilize security forces by the thousands around the country, disrupting drug trafficking activity.
Now, this is significant to the United States because the agency estimates that 90% of cocaine enters the U.S. through Mexico. And apparently a similar thing is happening with methamphetamine, a lot of which also comes from Mexico. Supplies are shrinking and meth prices have gone up by more than 30% this year.
So presumably there will be other suppliers to fill that demand, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, critics of the war on drugs say that there's plenty of this stuff out there for people who can pay for it. But what drug officials say is that if this is a sustained price increase, a lot of people will be priced out of the market, particularly young people who, you know, can't afford to buy these drugs. Critics say you do see these price spikes every few years. And what happens is prices go up and it becomes more profitable to manufacture and sell cocaine. So more people get into the business, the supply goes back up and prices fall once again. And another concern is that violence increases when supplies are tighter. In fact, the mayor of Cleveland told USA Today, which first reported this story today, that the homicide rate is up in that city as local dealers compete for a shrinking supply. So there are some downsides.
Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.